Saturday, clouds and sun with a shower or thunderstorm, high 88 to 92. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm Andy Ron.
Weather powered by Cool Today. We're proudly celebrating 50 years of keeping our community cool and helping our customers get the best from today. Call 1-855-GET-COOL.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the slippery slope of lipids and other medical issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. A medical talk show, a live medical talk show that encourages your calls and participation. Phone lines are now open at 941-206-1580 or 888-441-1580. And now here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Todd. Good morning, everyone. Well, as you may have noticed, the past 2 weeks, we had what I called encore performances.
A best of Betsy.
yeah, Betsy. Everybody, so everybody out there knows that I am Dr. Elizabeth Triana, family physician, lipidologist, and a certified menopause practitioner. And because I grew up in this beautiful town, which I love, this is my hometown. And as I've said before, many people grew up and knew me as Betsy. I grew up here. And so some of my patients who I love call me Dr. Betsy. Some call me Dr. T, Dr. Triana, Dr. Elizabeth. And every time I say to my patients, when I end the visit, I said, remember, I am here for you. And I want everybody to remember that. You know, last week I did the encore performances because my husband and I went to Las Vegas for a vacation. And it was absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. But do you know, when we talk about the heat, it was 117 degrees.
Wow. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Now, they always say that's a dry heat, so it's different, or is it?
It is different than Florida, where we have humidity, and it is so dry that you don't even really sweat, or sweat very little if you're not doing much. So you're sweating, but it right away evaporates. So that's the whole thing. So if you're out there in the desert, remember we talked about sunscreen. That was one of our encore performances. And hydration. Because you don't really feel like here in Florida, where right away you start sweating and you said, let me drink some water. Or drink some water with electrolytes in it. And people go, what is electrolytes? Well, electrolytes is sodium, potassium, and you also need some sugar in your water too. Not saying that sugar is important so much as the electrolytes are, sodium, potassium. But we need to know that, for example, sodas do have sodium in them. So if you're on a restricted diet for sodium, you have to look at, read your labels.
Remember? Sure.
So about Las Vegas, I have to tell you, it was such a wonderful trip. I think the desert is beautiful. I think Florida is beautiful. I love nature.
Very different, though.
Very different. The rocks. One time I went outside and I collected a rock on a dirt road, side of the road, and it was so hot, I had to just throw it in the car. One of the things I need to say, though, you know, people think Las Vegas, gambling. Well, I am not a big gambler. I feel that, you know, we all work for a living. We all work hard, so I can't just throw it away. One of the things I do love about going out west is they have some really, believe it or not, incredible museums. They have the Atomic Bomb Testing Museum.
Oh, that's neat.
In Las Vegas. And it's all about the atomic bomb. And it's a Smithsonian museum. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. They have the history of the atomic testing. They have pictures. They even have, like, during that time, all the kids' games that were involved with atomic bomb, atomic testing. In fact, I remember, I don't know how many people out there, and if you want to call and make a comment, our phone line is 206-1580. I remember being in elementary school, and we would have drills.
That's right.
Where you would get underneath your desk if there was a problem of, because remember the Cuban crisis, I was a little kid then.
Oh, sure.
So we had drills where we had to get underneath our desk. I could tell you right now, there's no way I could fit under my desk. Those little kids' desk.
That was a little bit before my time, but I have studied and really think that's a neat time period from the sake of design, if nothing else. The atomic age in the late 50s, early 60s.
Right, early 60s.
Really a neat time.
It was a neat time, and it's very interesting how it influenced also not only games, perception, TV shows like My Favorite Martian. I remember that.
Oh, yes.
And also the making of cars. Now, I know you like cars, too.
That's my favorite time period.
I absolutely love cars. And there's an incredible museum in Vegas. It has all old cars. And you can see at that time, like, the influence of all the... First of all, I think chrome is the coolest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And how that influenced the cars, too. One of my favorite things to do is to go to Hoover Dam. That is a marvel. What, you know, that man created and made this incredible dam. And as I say, without computers.
Right. Designed on pieces of paper with pencils, for heaven's sakes.
Oh, my goodness. So I want people to know. So people say, so what are you talking about Las Vegas for? And vacations. Because part of your health is being able to relax, to focus on yourself, to take a time out of your busy life to think, what is it I can do? Some people call that self-awareness. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of your body? And it seems to me that many people, when they go on vacation, are more aware of their body. They take time to rest, to sleep, even exercise, even eat healthier.
Okay.
It's like a moment in time and everything changes. So how do we get that feeling, that spirit of, oh, I have the time to do this. I have the time to smell the roses. Mm. How do we incorporate that into our everyday life?
I'd sure like to know. I could use some of that.
I think part of it is to make it a priority. I don't think we make it a priority. And when we're on vacation, we make it a priority to relax, to go to museums. By the way, another very interesting museum in Vegas is the FBI Museum.
Mm.
It just opened up, and it has, they also call it the Mob Museum.
Oh, I was thinking the FBI Museum would probably be in Quantico, but I forgot about how in the 50s and 60s, the mob took over Vegas.
It's very, very, very interesting in the history. It has about the history of Vegas and how it started.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, some of it is a little graphic, and since I'm such a sentimental type of person,
mm-hmm.
That kind of bothered me. The other beautiful thing about Vegas, there's a huge, gorgeous canyon called the Red Rock Canyon.
I've heard of that.
And when you go out there, it's a national park. You literally feel like you're in one of those old westerns.
Really?
You see the canyons, the rocks, there's even some wild ponies out there. I didn't see a wild pony,
uh-huh.
But it was the colors, the earth. It's just gorgeous. just apt. And they have where you can either hike if you want to, mm-hmm. or they have a trail that you can drive. Because, you know, if it's that hot, you have to really, it's literally,
careful.
When you park your car outside, mm-hmm. you can't even touch the wheel. Mm-hmm. It's so hot. So, you know, we're very blessed that we live in such an incredible country, and we have so many different areas to visit and see. And that's one of the things I want everyone to know. That traveling, you know, it is fun.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to know, with all the traveling that one do, like I do a lot of traveling too, because I go to a lot of medical conferences.
That's true.
And to me, it's very important to keep myself at the forefront of what's happening.
You are very frequently not just going and traveling to conferences and seminars and lectures, but also taking on additional training, I know, because I remember not too long ago, you were away actually taking an exam. So
yes.
you're training and testing yourself as you go along, too.
Very much so. While I was out in Vegas, I love reading the local newspaper. So I'm reading the local newspaper, and I find that there was a fundraiser. It was a variety show on a Sunday afternoon at their brand new center of the performing arts called the Smith Center.
Okay.
So my husband and I, we got tickets and we went. And the fundraiser, it's called the Ribbon of Life, and they raise money for HIV/AIDS. Now, I'm going to post some pictures on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Of some of the people I met at this fundraiser. So my husband and I bought tickets in the balcony. We walk into this beautiful performing arts center, all Art Deco, which just gorgeous granite Art Deco, terrazzo floors. And the lady at the front, she goes, "Well, I would like to let you know that we can upgrade your tickets." So we go to upgrade our tickets, and the lady goes, "Okay, we have an upgrade." And I said, "Well, you know, I kind of like to sit towards the end of the row."
Okay.
She goes, "Well, how about if I put you three seats in on the second row?"
Oh, wow.
So we had the most incredible seats. The show was made of all these different acts from Vegas. Like there was Human Nature, which is they sing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a group of guys from Australia. They had female impersonators.
Mm-hmm.
They had acts from different shows like Jubilee. They had John Cicada. Mm-hmm. He's a singer from the 80s.
Sure, yeah.
He sang. It was just a wonderful show. And it was to raise money to help people who have HIV/AIDS,
mm-hmm.
and all the different things that they do for people in Las Vegas. So I met the executive director and one of the board members, and I asked them, "Would you like to be on my radio program?"
Naturally.
And they said, "Yes." So I'll keep you all posted,
mm-hmm.
when we're going to have them. Also, another guest we're going to have at the end of the month, we're going to have Dr. Lenita Hansen, who's a wonderful endocrinologist, speak about thyroid disease.
I believe we've had her on before, haven't we?
No, we have not.
This is a new endocrinologist.
A new endocrinologist.
Gotcha. Okay.
She is really also very nice,
mm-hmm.
and she's agreed to be on the program.
Okay.
So I am looking forward to that. And I've also met some other people in Las Vegas who are involved in the university healthcare system, and I'm also going to have them on the show, a very nice lady. She says, "Yes, I'd love to be on your show." She was a county commissioner in Las Vegas. So I want to tell everybody, yes, holidays are wonderful, but we need to prioritize what we do on holidays, even if it's only for 30 minutes, mm-hmm. out of our very busy days.
It's a very important point. It's one that's not lost on the audience, I'm sure. It's certainly not lost on me. I try to remind myself on a daily basis, there's There's nobody whose headstone reads, "I wish I'd spent more time at work." That's, I got to remember that. I really have to focus on that.
Well, you know, I love my work too. And I love going away, but I also tell my patients if they need to get a hold of me, they can, even when I'm away. Thank God for cell phones.
Really?
And, I tell my patients, again, I'm here for you. And that's one of the things I love about being a family physician. Remember, there's that word family.
Mm-hmm.
What is your family? Well, I feel like my patients are like my family. I feel like I take care of maybe starting off with the mother. Then the mother says, you know, my husband needs a doctor. Then the father.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some patients I knew when they were little kids. And now they're coming to me and they're older and they're going to get married. And oh, they come and they bring their little kids mm-hmm. to say hello and meet me. I think part of being a family physician and why I love it so much, it's relationships. It's long-term relationships with my patients. It's watching and learning and sharing with them. And, you know, not just the joys, but also the sadness. And I'm not going to mention any names. One of my patients, you know, we all know that one day we're going to pass. And one of my patients, who was an incredible person, passed away this past week.
Aww.
Well, and it was the sadness of sharing this with the wife and the family, but also the joy of celebrating that person's life. This was a patient who, no matter how bad things seem, he was always positive.
Mm.
You know, we really talk about attitude, gratitude, a gratitude for life. This patient would, no matter how bad things, always have a joke,
mm-hmm.
say, have a smile, say something positive. I feel that he really was an inspiration. And he had, unfortunately, many medical problems.
Aww.
To me, also as a family physician, I get to follow the patient through the good, the bad, through, you know, illnesses, or even catching, which is the most wonderful thing, or preventing problems way ahead.
Mm, okay.
You know, we call the Triana Prevention Center. Well, it's a prevention center for heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. So when I have a patient like this patient who stands up to adversity, who I can see the love of the husband and wife, no matter how hard things get. You know, that is really beautiful that I get to share in that life.
Mm-hmm.
I get to see the love between the child taking care of their parent, the love between a wife, a husband, a wife, that devotion. It's just an incredible feeling. It gives me so much encouragement of saying, geez, you know, I get to be part of this. I get to be able to be help the patient, mm-hmm. help the family. The one family member I had heard about, she lived out of town, the daughter, and she came with the wife, and she just kept hugging me. And she said, "Thank you, Dr. T." And just kept hugging me. And, you know, I have to tell you, my eyes were full of, I cried too.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, and it isn't just about me. It's about everybody in my office when, you know, we really, "Oh, you're Susie, you're this, you know,
right.
I've heard about you." And she just felt such a connection. And I think that's really important about being a family physician, is that I get to know the patient, not only when they don't feel good, but when they feel good, to help prevent And I can see differences. Like I had one patient, she hadn't been in for a while, and I said, you know, you just don't look good. You look a little on the pale side. Mm. Well, sure enough, her blood count, she was so anemic.
Mm.
And I had another patient just this week, a new patient. She says, you know, I really feel like you're listening to what my problems are. I said, well, that's what I do. I listen, you know. I listen. I make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but the decisions I make, I call it a plan of action. I said, this is what we're going to do. This is what you need to do. We're going to gather the information and we're going to make a plan of action. Part of being a family physician is also education. And the reason I do this radio program is to help educate the radio audience to see what is it that I need to be asking my doctor, or what do I need to look for? Or, you know, maybe I can understand what is a lipid, what is a cholesterol, a triglyceride?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it important to check my blood pressure or my blood sugar? And that is one of the most wonderful, wonderful feeling about being a family physician. It's about connection. It's about using my brain, my mind, because all the education that I have, all the studying, all the reading is for one goal, and that's to help my patients.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a good time for a little break, and we've got other things to talk about.
We do. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of aware of things that might be coming up, and I think you're going to want to hang on. Let me take just a quick second to remind you that you're listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. As a matter of fact, they have a website you might want to try and visit, TrianaPreventionCenter.com, and that is spelled T-R-I-A-N-A, PreventionCenter.com, all one word. And a new Facebook page that you can go and visit and post comments and say hi to Dr. T if you'd like to. And again, they are in Port Charlotte, Florida. I'll get the address for you in just a specific second, and accepting new patients. So you might want to consider that as well. Phone lines are open for your calls, comments, questions, especially if you have anything to say about vacation, stress relief, taking time off, making time for yourself and for your family. Call 941-206-1580. Or 888-441-1580. And now back to Dr. Triana.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And again, you know, you were talking about taking new patients.
Yes.
Yes, I do accept new patients, not only for family practice, family physician, but also for patients who have diabetes, patients who want to quit smoking,
mm-hmm.
patients who have heart disease, who want to see someone who is a lipidologist, to help decrease their risk for that heart attack and stroke.
Okay.
And as a menopause specialist, I also, if women are interested in helping relieve for their menopause symptoms, such as hot flashes, I also take care of men who are in andropause. In other words, if patients feel, or if I feel they need hormone therapy, either men or women, this is very, very important. And I can take care of that.
And if somebody's a newcomer to the program, I just wanted to point out andropause is sort of the male version of menopause. And it doesn't get a lot of talk, but we have talked about it on this program quite a bit.
Yes. In other words, low testosterone and its effect on your whole body,
mm-hmm.
affecting your bones, your well-being, mental well-being, your libido. It's very important. Your ability to even for sexual function.
Mm-hmm.
We've discussed that. So if any of these issues you feel you want to seek help, I'm here to help you. I'm here to help these patients, which brings me to summertime. Summertime, I say, is to make time. Summertime, we talked about relaxing, vacation. I find that summertime is an excellent time to go see your physician.
Hmm. Okay.
Either you see your new physician or you see your physician that you already have. So why is summertime important?
Yes.
In Florida, we have what we call snowbirds, right?
Lots of them.
Lots of them. So summertime, everyone, a lot of snowbirds move back up north, and the most facilities are not as busy as they are in the winter.
Easier to get in. Easier to get an appointment.
Easier to get an appointment. Mm-hmm. And maybe where you work, they might, you know, give you a day off here or time that you can take care of your health care needs.
Easier to take time off in your own world, too. Got
in your own time. So this is the time to get your physical exam. If you're a woman, get a pap. If you're a man, you can get your prostate checked. You can also get your eye exam. You know, these are all very important. Take time for yourself. Go see your dentist. You know, there's a lot of evidence showing that poor dental health is going to affect your whole body. So, wow, summertime. Let's get something done.
But summer is supposed to be lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Too hot to do anything. Relax, kick back. Not necessarily.
Relax, kick back. But don't forget to take care of yourself.
Okay.
Okay? Make the time. You know, this is the time. I am very blessed. I do get a lot of new patients who come in, and I have extra time, and I always try to make extra time. And you never know, you know, sometimes things happen where someone will come in, they tell, oh, I have this problem. And then all of a sudden they say, I have this problem. By the way, this happened to me. And it turns out to be a very serious problem.
Okay.
So this is the time when you can get in, get your mammogram. Come on, ladies. You know, we want to try to find things before they become a big issue.
You know, coming up in the fall in October is when you hear so much about breast cancer awareness. And there's nothing wrong with that. But one needn't wait until it's all over the national media and you see pink ribbons everywhere to take an active role in your own health.
That's right. So go ahead, get your mammogram. If you're in menopause, get your bone density. Check your bones. See if you have osteoporosis. Help prevent a hip fracture. And if also, know what your blood pressure is, what your cholesterol is. These are very, very important things. And one of the things I find is if you want, when you go see your doctor, do your homework. What I mean by homework is be prepared. Okay, I was a Girl Scout. One of the mottos is be prepared.
They use that in the Girl Scouts too? Because that was a Boy Scout motto.
Well, it's a Girl Scout thing too.
How about that? I had no idea.
So be prepared. Okay, mm-hmm. When you go to see your doctor, or let's say, for example, patients who want to come make an appointment, which we are taking new patients. I'm here in Port Charlotte. I'm a solo practitioner. So if you come to my office, you see my staff, you see me as your doctor.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. 3155 Harbor Boulevard. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're right across from the American Legion. And we have the Triana Prevention Center for heart attack, stroke, and diabetes, and soon to be a menopause center. We are a menopause center. We take care of women in menopause. Okay. So you can go to my website. We have where you can download the forms for new patients. Fill those out. Have those prepared. That is such, makes your life so much easier. We ask questions. All the information is very important.
What you need to know as a new patient is all on the website, in other words.
Right.
Okay.
But you can download your new patient forms.
Mm-hmm.
That is so simple. You can fill it out. It saves you time. You can think. You can do the research. Maybe you need to call your mother, your father. By the way, mom, do you have diabetes? Do you have high blood pressure? Or call your father or call your sister and brother. Are you taking any medications? These are questions that you can put on these forms. The other important thing when you come as a new patient, bring, if you have insurance, bring your insurance card. This is very important. If you are a person who's paying for health insurance, or your employer is paying for health insurance, and you have that benefit, know what does your insurance cover. A lot of people think, well, my insurance will cover X, Y, Z. They may not. You may have what's called a deductible. You need to know what are your insurance benefits and bring your insurance card so that information can be given to us when you come for your first visit. Very, very important. And you know, people come, they're not prepared. I want everyone to be prepared because it's going to make the visit more, I can help more of my patients and it'll be easier for you.
See, now I couldn't imagine a patient showing up without their insurance information, but from what you're saying, this does happen fairly routinely.
Very common.
Okay.
Very, very
right.
common. And if you have Medicare or you have a Medicare complete, bring your insurance card. If you have a Medicare supplement, bring that information. It is so important. I know the healthcare insurance scene is changing as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, bring your information. It's so important. Number three, bring your medicines.
This is the fun part of the discussion because we always talk about how you bag it all up and you bring it all in.
Brown bag your medicines. Bring your medicines. You know, and I always talk about knowledge is power. Information that I get about my patient, whether I order blood test, whether I order an X-ray, whether I order an MRI, a mammogram, all this information I put together to take care of my patients. A lot of patients say, you know, I just don't want to go get a mammogram or I don't want to go get a test.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to get my blood drawn? Because that is important, important information. You know, we all work on information. What information we have to make a decision. Every day we get in our cars. What does the gas gauge say? Every day we look at the thermostat in our air conditioner. That's a number. That's information. We read. That's information. So the more information I have about my patients, so bring any old medical records that you may have.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't have the records, then bring a list of the previous physicians and, if possible, their addresses or phone so we can go ahead and get those records.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably, even before you come for your first visit. Many patients have all this already done before the first visit. Guess what? I've already reviewed those records before the patient walks in the door. Because I feel that patient's going to be seen today. I have records. Let me see what's happened with this patient. Records include any studies, any X-rays, any mammograms, any blood tests. I have to tell you how many countless times I have found problems that patients have had blood work or tests done in other places, maybe an up north, and no one said anything to them. For example, thus I'll say, well, you know, your blood sugar was 105 or 110. The patient will say, well, my doctor didn't really say much about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not here to put anyone down. I'm just saying, well, maybe they said something, and sometimes patients, they get a little anxious, they didn't hear, or they don't want to hear. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're in denial.
Right.
When someone tells us, you know, you're a diabetic, you need to watch your sugar, your carbohydrates, you need to lose a little weight. So I review those records, and I have a better picture of the patient and what is their medical issues. Remember, this program is called Slippery Slope of Lipids, which, by the way, you can go to my Facebook page
mm-hmm.
and you could see pictures of our guest and everything. slippery slope of lipids and other medical issues. So if you go to that page, and one of the things I have mentioned there too is Dr. Marina Johnson's book.
Yes.
We've talked about Outliving Your Ovaries. So if you go there, you could see some of the guests. So one of the things I tell my patients is bring your records,
mm-hmm.
bring your test so that I can see what has happened to you before. In medicine, it's very important not just what happens today, but what happened before. Because if I see a trend, for example, if I see someone's kidney function is getting worse as time progresses, that's a big red flag. If I see someone is trending down in their blood count and they're becoming more and more anemic, that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
What we have today, I need to compare. For example, yesterday I had a patient who came in and I always compare. Their cholesterol, their total cholesterol went down from 250 to 153. Their bad cholesterol went down to 65, their LDL, their triglycerides. You know, it is such a wonderful feeling when I give the patient their numbers, what they are today and what they were before, and they have improved dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what, everyone out there? You can do it too. You can improve your numbers. You can decrease your risk. And it's a wonderful feeling. You know, we even give out gold stars.
I haven't got one of those since I was in kindergarten, I think.
We give out gold stars.
Be nice.
And we give out a certificate. So this is one of the very important things. Your old records. Ask questions from your family. Family history is very important. Very, very important. Here's another thing which I find is very important. Please be honest with your doctor. When your doctor asks you, do you smoke? How much you smoke? Please be honest. Sometimes patients are embarrassed. They don't want to be judged. They don't want to get, quote, yelled at by someone,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I never yell. I always tell my patients, I'm here to take good care of you and to help you. So be honest. If a person smokes a pack a day, tell the truth. If they smoke 2 to 3 packs a day, please tell the truth. Please tell the truth what you do. If the doctor asks you, do you drink alcohol? It's very important to know how much, because that could impact your life. If a patient comes and says they drink 24 beers in one day, that's a lot of alcohol. And that's going to make a big impact on their health.
Mm-hmm.
We've discussed the liver, their brain. Does that patient smoke? Does that patient use recreational drugs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very, very important that you're honest with your doctor. Because if you are not honest, the only person really you're doing a disservice to is to yourself. Because if you tell the doctor not the truth, and we know too that that information influences not only your health, but the doctor's decision on what they're going to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And also what kind of medicines are prescribed. For example, the patient needs to also be honest with what supplements they take. Do they take over-the-counter, for example, St. John's wort, which some people take? Those medicines can interact with the medicines that you might prescribe or are taking. Are you taking omega-3 fish oils? Are you taking an aspirin? Do you take vitamins, different other vitamins? You know, not all vitamins are good for you. There are vitamins that you can get overdosed on,
mm-hmm.
the fat-soluble vitamins. We've discussed that. So be honest. Tell the doctor.
I think as a patient, I need to feel as if I'm coming into a judgment-free zone. And I think that that's something that the Triana Prevention Center sort of excels at, that you don't get the impression that there's your mother there waiting to wag her finger in your face and say, shame on you. Instead, just the opposite. There's no surprise, expression of disdain or disgust. It's judgment-free, and that's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be because, again, it's I am there to help, to take care of the patient, and I'm human too. Anybody who knows me knows I'm right in the trenches. I have my own issues. I'm working hard to try to lose weight, and it's very hard. I love food. I'm obsessed with food. Anybody out there, my family is of Latin descent, Cuban. Food is, you know, food is love, literally. Mm-hmm. And if you are Italian, if you're Jewish, if you're African American, it's all, you know, and even if not, food is love.
Yeah.
So, and we need to change that perspective. So patients come to me and I say, look, it's not going to be easy to change habits.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had the magic wand, I always say, don't you think I'd be using it on myself? And if I had the magic pill. So, and I think people can understand and relate that I'm human. I'm not here to judge. I'm only here to help. And I can tell them what are things that we could do. Also, be honest about exercise. You know, it's some people tell me, I don't understand. I exercise every day. Why I'm not losing weight. You know, it's very, very important. There was a thing that I saw in the news about diet drinks do not help you to lose weight. Okay. Well, you know what? If you drink a diet drink and have 1,000-calorie lunch, a hamburger, French fries, and everything else, of course you're not going to lose weight.
No, not at all.
Calories are still important. And it's important also, one thing that we do at the Triana Prevention Center in preventing heart attack, stroke, and diabetes, it isn't just calories are important, but what kind of calories you're eating. Are you eating, remember we did about the good fats and the bad fats.
And are all calories the same? And the answer is no.
No. And what type of person are you? Do you have insulin resistance? In other words, are you a pre-diabetic? Is it, if you eat carbohydrates, they're going to turn into sugar and your body is not going to metabolize that. And guess what? It's going to turn into fat. So, if you eat too many calories, but if you're the person who is pre-diabetic, you need to eat more greens, more protein. Yes, protein has calories, but it's not going to impact your problem in life, which is a metabolic disease, which is diabetes. So that is very, very, very important. We personalize the care, which is why every one of us is an individual, which is why when you come to me as a new patient. Oh, I have a guest. How exciting.
Well, you kept inviting me in, and I was next door, so I thought I'd say hello.
Oh, Stephen R. Deutsch. Hey, sit down, please. Sit down.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
I'm usually here when Kenny's here, so he can give me a bad time.
Oh, I'm so
You're
excited.
You're safe today.
I wanted Stephen R. to be on the show, and I think it's fantastic. Put on those earphones.
I just came by to say hello. I'm heading back to my office. How are you, doctor?
I am doing really, really great. And let me say, Stephen R. is one of our county commissioners. And one thing, when I met Stephen R., and he's also running again for county commissioner.
There's been a rumor to that effect, yes. Would you like a red and white bumper sticker?
Yes. But one of the things I remember when I met you, and I thought it was so beautiful when I talked to you, by the way, he has a lovely wife too, who I know, is what made you decide you had been in the government Tell me about this up north. I want to hear about this. Well, I think this is important.
You really want to hear this?
Yes.
When I was up in New England. I first came to Charlotte County. A lot of folks don't know this. I first actually came here in the mid-60s. My former in-laws had one of those little two-bedroom houses, Mackel Brothers houses,
yes,
on off of Midway. In fact, I went by it. It looks better now than it did back in the 60s, on Page Street, right off of Midway Boulevard. But I knew then that when it got time to retire, if I was still here, and the Lord is good enough to me to have me hanging around for a while, that this is where I was going to end up. And my mom moved down to Sarasota about 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came time to retire, I came down here because I was in Northwest Port Charlotte. I was about 35 minutes away from my mom's house. And when she took ill, you know, it allowed me every day to be running back and forth, which was important to me. And she passed away about a year and a half ago, but I was close, and that was good.
How old was she?
Mom was 90.
She bless her heart. That's wonderful.
And my dad made it. My dad lived with me and up in New England, and he made it to 89. So maybe I've got some good genes in there. We'll have to see what happens. It's not my plan, doctor. You know, so we'll see what
genes
unfolds.
Are so important. So
so
you
anyway,
were here.
I came
yes.
down here, and I thought I'd come down here, and I was retired. And in all honesty, the Tea Party had something about 5 years ago, right after Obama was elected, and they had an open mic, and I went to see what was going on, and having a big mouth, I guess, I felt disposed to go up because I was concerned about cap and trade. I was concerned about health care.
Yes.
I was really concerned about the whole czar thing, trying to do an end run around Congress. And I got up and shared some of my concerns about what was happening in Washington. I'm also a constitutionalist, and I don't know if you know, Dr. Cream and I lectured on the Constitution, and we reached well over 3,000 people in Charlotte County giving lectures on the Declaration of Independence.
How wonderful.
So at any rate, I spoke, and and I'm talking about Washington. Some people said, gee, you ought to run for county commission. I said, well, that wasn't, what's county commission? You know, I had been involved in local government when I was up in New England. I guess, I was a councilman and then
yeah,
a state rep.
Yeah, I want you to tell the audience because this is important. This is your background. You have all this incredible experience.
I was, I'm very proud of the fact I got elected as a Republican in Rhode Island, which is 80% Democrat, which means two things. Number one is I had to get a lot of independent and Democrat support to get elected. I was one of a handful of Republicans that got elected in Rhode Island, and I was privileged to serve the state, not only as a councilman, but a state representative, as a state senator, and I was elected a deputy leader by my peers in both chambers. But when they couldn't find a candidate, and it's tough getting Republican candidates for Rhode Island, I did run for lieutenant governor and got my butt kicked. But at any rate, so I had some pretty unique experience. So people started saying, well, you ought to run for county commissioner. And in all honesty, I had become involved with the Homeless Coalition. I was an active volunteer at the YMCA.
Right.
I was very involved at my church. And I spent some time talking to my pastor. And, and he said, maybe this is your mission. Matthew, go therefore, et cetera. And, maybe this is your mission. Maybe this is what you should be doing. And so we ran for county commissioner against I looked at some of my predecessor's votes who was really, everyone liked this man. He had been here for 25 years. He was a nice man. He worked hard and he tried to do, what he thought was the good thing to do, and people liked and respected him. However, I did disagree with some of his votes. And we ran a very people-oriented campaign. And
yes,
this is unique because I ran against an incumbent. Dick raised about $45,000 with about 70 contributors. We raised about $25,000 with 800-plus contributors.
Wow.
By the way, I'm going to let you join the Dollars for Deutsch Club. But anyway, it's funny you mention that.
How nice.
But, because we had a people-based campaign, and it's hard running against an incumbent because he's still in office.
Right.
What I feel the proudest of when I look back, I was endorsed by two groups. There's about a half a dozen groups that endorse people. I had thought the Board of Realtors might endorse me because I had been a realtor. I had thought that the builders might endorse me because I had been a general contractor. But the two groups that endorsed my candidacy was the Tea Party and the Firefighters Union. And what's neat about this Ooh. Is that the Firefighters Union was probably the most liberal group, or you would think, to the left. And the Tea Party, obviously, to the right. And the neatest thing, the Saturday before primary day, we had 102 or 3 people, believe it or not, holding signs. And they went from, from Cochrane Boulevard down past the library. May have even been Toledo Boulevard in those days. This is almost 3 years ago. And they were holding signs. Now, this story, because I told this story at a fundraiser recently, Doctor, this story could have even been better because we had a Tea Party person standing maybe 50 yards away from, a firefighter.
Uh-huh.
And, then another Tea Party person, then a paramedic. And what would have been really cool if two of them got married and had a kid by now. but that was, it was a grassroots campaign.
I'm a romanticist. I love that.
You're also a great dancer, and people can't tell that by listening to you on the radio. What was neat, I didn't have an agenda. I wasn't thinking of running for another office. I didn't have a business I wanted to benefit. I didn't have a special interest group behind me.
You have passion.
Well, I just want to make this place better for our kids and grandkids. And the grandkids might be happening for me because my middle son's getting married in December, and I just want to have a grandchild to spoil and, and get even with my kids. But that's sort of what got me involved in government, I work hard. They said it was a part-time job. I will tell you, the people that told me that lied. I probably put in somewhere between 65 and 75 hours a week, depending on the week, and you have to go places and do things, but it's fun. The 100th birthday party's neat. I love reading to the first grade class. Oh. I go in and talk to the advanced class at Murdoch Middle School. And this is sort of kind of what it's about. I'm a people person. As you are yourself.
Yes. And you know what? My whole program focuses on health. But I look at you and I say, my goodness, here is a man who retired, could have stayed home, could have, go do whatever he wants. What is he doing? Public service.
Do you know where I am
public
at 5:30?
Public service. Wait a minute. Public service. This man doesn't need this job. He could be doing anything else. He's doing public service, but he has the passion and the interest. And that's health. Good health is to keep your mind and body going.
Absolutely.
So important. And another thing that I always say, because that gives us more good years. And besides that, I always say knowledge is power. Which, to be political, I agree with you. I'm not even going to be political. I am who I am. It is wonderful that we're going to go back to read. In school, we should be reading the Declaration of Independence. We should be reading the Constitution.
Absolutely.
What happened to history?
Yep, absolutely. By the way, talk about fitness. I'm over 70, and at 5:45 every morning, I'm at the YMCA now. I don't do what I did 30 years ago, but I'm there 5 times a week.
That's impressive.
Bless your heart. You've got to come back. This was too short.
Almost out of time.
We had a great
guest. Tell him I'm flexing.
That was Stephen R. Deutsch, who's running for county commissioner. And thank you again. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Remember, stay healthy for more good years. Thanks, Todd, and God bless everyone.